broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. Pray you had a delightful extended holiday weekend. It was Memorial Day, a time to remember, to say the least. This, my fellow Americans, is the Liberty Roundtable live broadcast for May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hour one of two in the goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law, the Constitution, the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. Yesterday, we had such an important broadcast, we never got to the news of the day, hardly. We never even got to the recap of the previous broadcast. So we're going to recap yesterday, the Memorial Day broadcast. We were live, and Friday's broadcast all now. Friday's first, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. The national president of the Boy Scouts. His name is Robert Gates. I guess he wants to get rid of the ban on gay adults. He wants to do it now. The board not likely to move soon. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and other large organizations that really are responsible for many of the boys in the Boy Scouts are saying, we're going to review the policy. Whether they're comfortable with it or not, time will tell, but we know this, they stand for traditional marriage. And the question is, where do you draw the line of being kind and respectful of God's children, and how do you be gentle and patient and respectful and understanding, but at the same time, stand for traditional morality, for traditional marriage? That's the battle. Time will tell what will happen with the Boy Scouts. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to monitor the BSA policy. Discussion. Say you're with me, Sam, says Rand Paul, as he continues to beg for money everywhere he goes. For some reason, he can contact me any day of the week asking me for my personal finances. But if I try to get a hold of him, good luck with that one, huh? Did you get a chance to see my interview on Sean Hannity, said Rand Paul? All right, I don't know, but you know what? Rand keeps courting the mainstream press. I think they ought to spend a little bit of time, a little bit of money, a little bit of effort with us in the alternative media space, because we're making a difference and we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. And he needs to give us some support, show us a little love, make us more important. You know, the more time and money he spends with the alternative media, the greater chance we have to shake it up, to change the game. And it's sad when we just raise money, dump it all into the mainstream press. They love us when they cash our check. They hate us every other time of the week. All right, Google Maps are in the news. And I guess Google Maps, if you search for a racial slur, it brings up the White House. That's a very interesting twist, huh? Don't worry, they're apologizing about that over there at Google. The FTA, that's the Fast Track Trade Authority. The bill advanced through the Senate, says Truth in Media, Ben Swan and others. Time will tell. It's supposed to meet rougher waters in the House. I hope that's true. The CIA torture report will not be released to the public, a judge rules, says Russia Today. So remember how we told you that the government tortures, and George Bush and Dick Cheney and all these other people are like, oh, no, we don't torture. Well, we waterboard, but that's not torture. And they went on and on and on and on. Now the CIA torture report will not be released to the public, says a judge. I know the FOIA request matters, but not when it comes to the CIA. Now, when you look through your supreme law, the Constitution, is the CIA part of the mixture? Is that as unconstitutional as it gets? All right, shut it down then, ladies and gentlemen. No special protection for the CIA. They shouldn't even exist. That was all in 1 hour of Friday's broadcast, second hour, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Sumner Redstone has two girlfriends. I guess they throw him a 92-year-old birthday party. They call it Passion to Party. I guess they're young chicks in their 40s and 50s. Compared to him, that's quite young, and They're not gold diggers. Don't worry about that. Anyway, very strange stuff going on with that. Latest twist, I guess they call it clothes-free relaxation. They call them nakations, ladies and gentlemen. You get naked and go on vacation, says USA Today. I don't know who in their right mind would do that. Usually drug addicts that are all whacked out on drugs just start taking off their clothes because, well, it ramps up the body's temperature to the point where everybody's too hot. All I know is I'm off nakations, and I don't want to be near anybody nakationing. How about you? Now, they say the latest twist on clothes, twists usually when it comes to clothes turns into trysts, and then immorality of the nation, and it's nothing but trouble, folks. I guess a man stripped naked at the Charlotte airport. He was protesting the TSA and protesting everything going on. He just decided to just strip. That ought to fix it. They arrested him. I don't understand how people are so foolish sometimes. I just don't get it. I guess whites are now reversing white flight. They're moving to Detroit. That's what the mainstream press wants you to believe. I don't know how many whites are really moving to downtown Detroit. It's not a safe place. It's a melted down, bankrupt city. It's been led by socialist leaders for so long, they've absolutely run it into the ground. Over $9.6 million. Yeah, $9.6 plus million dollars seized. It's called gambling assets that were seized, and all the money goes to law enforcement. You know, folks, you wonder why law enforcement's so belligerent, so out of control, so elitist, and so hostile to the American people, and they believe that, well, that the ill-gotten gain won't get to their head, but at some point, before you know it, they become just as bad as the mobs. Why on earth would $9.6 million of gambling money go to law enforcement? So they can ratchet it up and stop gambling, or what? It's amazing. The more money that goes to government, especially these police forces, the more military hardened they become, the more hostile to the public they become, the more elite their status becomes. And for some reason, the ills that they got, the ill-gotten gain from, seem to never go away. They just grow. Drugs, prostitution, gambling, all kinds of crime and abuse. And the more they, you know what, take ill-gotten gain money and participate in the criminal activity, the less safe you and I become, folks. A woman says that her Wi-Fi connection is making her sick. Do you believe it? I do. Yeah, a lot of those wireless signals are not good for your body. Bad news bears, to say the least. Obama's education secretary, his name is Arne Duncan. He talks about government boarding schools, says the New American. Yeah, a lot of those kids that are, well, neglected by parents and in poverty and need breakfast, lunch, and dinner and everything else, you ought to just put them in government boarding schools, says Arne Duncan. Yeah, the New American has a complete write-up expose on the issue. Or in the issue, on the issue. How's that? Very strange stuff, though. They're saying things that they would never have said before. Because you know what? America's embracing socialism big time. All right, that was a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. Today's, or yesterday's broadcast, I want to recap that one really quick too, Memorial Day's broadcast, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to take a test? How would you like to just answer a few questions and find out your energy levels, your zest for life, so to speak? How would you like to then have natural health and healing solutions and then take the test again and watch your improvement and see how that corresponds to the feelings that you have, to your energy levels, to your comfort in life, to your satisfaction with life, to your interactivity with other people, etc. You want to be cheerful? You want to have great relationships? You want to? All right, get a hold of Kurt. He'll talk to you all about it and help you take the test for free. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Memorial Day 2015 was yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. A time to remember. Listener TZ started out the broadcast, emailed in a refreshing outlook on things. You know what? We got dark times, no doubt, but we got to trust in God. And if we do what God asks us to do, we can improve things big time, was his general message. And boy, do Sam and Kurt concur. We played Steve Voss, Sacred Ground. We also played Steve Voss, American Medley, Sam Adds Perspective to the Positive Theme. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, That We Might Be One. We talked about the story, the selfless story of the Dutch Potato Project. Yeah, Germany overran the Dutch. Horrible event. People dead. A short time later, those people, those kind people in Holland, they helped the Germans with a potato crop and saved many lives. Selfless service, forgiveness, love, kindness, charity, following the Prince of Peace. Yeah, we'll talk about it all in seconds on your radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, indeed. Liberty Roundtable was a positive broadcast yesterday, talking about the sacrifice of many, talking about us becoming pioneer patriots and continuing their legacy, talking about solutions, talking about service, talking about kindness, talking about love, talking about families, talking about what you can do. Oh, you got to dig it. Mormons practice 100 years of what's called family home evening. Every Monday night, Mormons spend time with their families, and they reject all other conflicting events. At least that's what they're supposed to do. And they spend time with the family, and they sometimes focus on religious instruction, learning together about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's a family activity, wholesome entertainment, or both. Sometimes there's a treat. Sometimes people go out to dinner. Well, the reason I tell you this is last night for Memorial Day, I took my family on a wholesome entertainment activity. Yeah, we attended a concert called the Liberty Voices, and man, it was absolutely spectacular. Wow, the group comes from Florida. There's eight-part harmonies. There's 10 people in the group, male and female. They had an incredible barbershop quartet. They kicked the women off the stage. All right, they didn't kick them off. They politely asked the women to leave, and the barbershop quartet tore it up. They played a bunch of Disney tunes that were just tremendous. They played a bunch of patriotic tunes. When I say played, they didn't have any instruments, though. They just had their mouths. They're a well-known a cappella group. They've performed before six presidents. Just tremendous. They perform at Disney World in Florida. And Liberty Voices, a tremendous group. They told a lot of good, clean jokes. And they said, we performed before the President of the United States. Before he was elected. They were just joking. They had a lot of fun jokes and a lot of bantering back and forth. And they did a really good job. It was all clean. It was a beautiful night. I'm telling you, I had just the time of my life. It was phenomenal. So there you have it. Sam and Fam attended the Liberty Voices concert last night. It was tremendous. We also talked about the Kentucky conflict. Yeah, it's not really the Hatfields or the McCoys. Rather, I guess it's the Paul of the... What's that guy's name? McConnell? Goofy. Anyway, they're starting to clash, and they'll continue to clash forevermore because one's a socialist and one's a freedom fighter. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. FBI has to admit no major cases cracked with the Patriot Act powers. I'm going to say that again. The FBI forced to admit no major cases cracked with Patriot Act powers. Yeah, the Patriot Act, they say, is on life support after Rand Paul stymies renewal efforts. Well, I hope that it's on life support. I hope we can kill that thing while we have a chance. It violates the rights of Americans, and it's done nothing to reduce or stop terrorism. Remember, the founders warned those who give up liberty for security wind up with neither. They say the Senate reconvenes at 4 p.m. on May 31st, just 8 hours before the Patriot Act will sunset or go away. I hope that it goes away. They're going to meet on the Sabbath, sad to say. We got to really think as Americans about keeping the Sabbath day holy. If we want God's protection, if we want his blessings, we ought to. Well, just obey the Ten Commandments. We don't need to dive into the keys to theology, but we can indeed stand on this general principle in which all good, honest, faithful Judeo-Christians should agree. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Pretty simple guideline, but oh, so many blessings. And the loss of those blessings if we don't. All right, the NSA, they say, winds down once secret phone record collection program. Do you think they're going to do it? I doubt it, but I know this. At least they're talking about winding it down. At least instead of it being secret, we've dragged that sucker out into the light of day. Yeah, the more sunshine we shine on that sucker, the less likely the thugs will take advantage of us. It was once a secret program. Now to Americans standing up, we're battling, and we need to keep battling to protect our rights against encroachments by out-of-control bureaucrats everywhere. The Senate, sad to say, passes fast-track trade authority. And yeah, the Washington Examiner breaks down the details and says, hey, the Senate passed it, but it's going to have a tough row to hoe in the House. It's time to call your members of the House and say, do not give Barack Hussein fast-track trade authority. Remember, Republicans, you were telling us how Barack's breaking the law everywhere. At every turn, he's violating the Constitution, mocking the separation of powers. And now you want to give him more congressional power? Remember, you have no authority to pass along that power in the first place. Secondarily, you got to shut down Barack. He's off his rocker, crazy. Call your members of the House immediately. Let them know of your displeasure. Be polite when you do so. But if they don't cooperate, make sure they go home next election cycle, would you please? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Think of the news we cover in just 2 days. And you say, Sam, why do you spend so much time recapping that news? Because it's so critical. There's so much of it, number one. And number two, our unique constitutional perspective, where we promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. We have positive outlook with solutions. How many people do that on a consistent, hard-hitting, regular basis, huh? I don't think very many folks. This broadcast, not to mention the talent or lack thereof of the hosts, is an important broadcast because of the things we talk about and the perspective we bring to the table. There's not many talk show hosts that have a positive, cheerful outlook as we do. There's not many talk show hosts that have the ability to put it into perspective, to take the Constitution that was written many, 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 many years ago. Some people say so long ago that it's not relevant. But we make it relevant every day as we apply the principles put in place by our founders, inspired by the Almighty, to protect people. We put that in context of modern-day news tidbits and realities so y'all know how to act, how to behave, how to carry forward the legacy, the dedication, the humility, and the hard work of the founders. See, we want to be pioneer patriots and carry their legacy forward. You got to do that. How many talk show hosts get that done? I don't think very many. Now, we're not the best talk show hosts in the world. It's not about us, but it is about the principles. It is about education. It is about hope. It is about what we can do to participate in solutions. And it is about we the people working together on solutions. Set aside politics. Stand with the supreme law. Set aside opinion. Double down on God's laws. Okay, there's a lot we can do, folks. And how many people really bring a sense of solutions, a sense of empowerment, and a sense of working together? That's what Liberty Roundtable is all about. Bringing people to the roundtable who are working on tremendous solutions, then finding out how we can help them. We have tremendous guests on the radio and the roundtable, callers, people emailing in, texting us with their tidbits and information and insights. Joel Skousen joins us, provides insights based on his World Affairs brief every week. You know what? We got Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. We bring some of the best patriotic Americans who are actually doing something. Well, it's really akin to moving mountains, folks. By small things, great things are accomplished, says the Almighty, and we just want to be instruments in his hands. All right, Kirk Cosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, sir. I know he's been talking about it since 1999, Kurt, and I know he's never done it, but this time it just may be for real, sir.
What's that?
Well, good old Donald Trump is going to run for president, they say.
Did he go ahead and really sign it? No, yeah.
No, but he's really going to this time, they say, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
No. But even if he does, it'll be a failed waste of time presidency.
Mm-hmm. You mean
candidacy, I should say. Yeah. I don't think he'll get it done. He's really good at bad-mouthing everybody else, Kurt, but I don't see him providing a whole lot of solutions. See, that's the problem I got with a lot of these people. How many of them are really solution-oriented Americans that have enough, you know, brilliance in their minds and hard work to actually get something done, huh? All right, quick pause on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, so Donald Trump's thinking about running for president. They claim he's been thinking about it since 1999. He's never done it yet, but this time they say it's for reals. And all I can tell you is I don't see the guy coming up with solutions. He's pretty good at popping off and bad-mouthing folks to keep himself in the limelight as a popular person and to make sure that his business dealings go well. But I don't really see a whole lot of solutions coming out of Donald's mouth, Kurt. And I would challenge Donald to a debate on the issues any time of the day. I wonder how much the Mr. Trump knows about the Constitution. Just wondering. All right. Looks like there's a lot of catastrophic flooding happening. Hits Texas and Oklahoma, Kurt, and I got a lot of friends down there emailing me reports right now. A friend of mine just emailed and said, hey, man, we got water going up past our foundation, lapping at the wood of the house. Other folks said, hey, man, a county right north of us just got nailed, and they're having trouble, and we've had some power outages and frog strangler rain, and it's just crazy. It's happening all over Texas, Oklahoma. Right on the Mexican border, people are dead, Kurt, people are suffering, people are injured, and it's absolutely wreaking havoc and destroying a lot of property, Kurt.
You know, when you look at this whole thing, I mean, around here we've had a lot of rain lately, and I don't think we've had any really flooding that I would say. We were very concerned with the amount of water that we got through the winter, snow, etc.
Concerned we didn't get enough, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Was concerned about the low amount. And the thing that's happened for us, at least in the last little bit, is we basically, I think, caught up to, you know, where we should be or whatever. But according to this piece from the WashingtonPost.com, the folks in Oklahoma and Texas, well, they've got a little bit more to deal with than we have had. You know, they had about a 15-paragraph article that basically, you know, the first 13 of them just said, hey, this person died here, this person died there, after this, you know, all these different floods or these different things from this huge amount of rain. And the last couple of paragraphs or so kind of point out a couple of good things. Now, the reason I say good is, you know, if you I mean, if you've been praying for rain and it finally comes, you know, maybe you ought to thank the Lord in the heavens. Although, you know, somehow,
what do you mean maybe?
Well, sometimes, you know, you could get punished by a huge amount of rain, you know, with the flood or whatever, I suppose. The God of heaven can do that, too. But in this case, Oklahoma, they say, they got 4 inches of rain all of last year in Oklahoma City. Now, this year, they have recorded more than 27 inches so far. So, I'm suggesting, you know, that
maybe
a lot
the
of
people
those
are
wells,
living right and repenting, Kurt, and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I mean, in Scripture, when they talk about, hey, when you got droughts and people, you know, cattle dying and people feeling like they don't have anything to eat or drink or whatever, there's a lot of praying going on. And when it finally does rain, you know, they're pretty grateful. Now, I would
let's
be
very
surprised.
Clear. Usually extreme weather, Kurt, whether it be too much rain like Noah got, or not enough rain like many people in famines end up with, those extreme weather conditions usually are related to people turning their backs on God, forgetting to remember his commandments and going the way of the world and, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die kind of attitude. There's no harm in it. God will just beat you with a few stripes. It's all good. Who cares? Or just flat out not caring what God thinks. But when you violate his commandments, so the too much rain or the overwhelming amount of rain, to me, is just as bad as the drought in terms of that I think that the Almighty is angry, Kurt. That's just me.
Well, you know, that's the way I read it, although I'm sure it's not everywhere the same situation. But, you know, the other paragraph says, the rain brought an end to Texas's extreme droughts, and officials said they were bracing for another round of battering storms and several inches of rain. One judge down there, he said, it's not over. The rain is still here. Yeah. Well, anyway,
I think we ought to promote a little less murder called abortion, a little less sexual or sexualizing of everything, a little more education about the proper role of God-given
less
sex.
Sodom and Gomorrah-like stuff.
Good point. Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah. Oh. Seemed like they had, fire and brimstone. That was pretty heavy-duty stuff coming from the heavens.
I understand they had more salt than they wanted back then, too, Kurt.
Yes, good point.
All right. Well, Monsanto.
At least one family.
Maybe dishonesty is part of the problem, Kurt, do you think?
Well, Sam, and I find this interesting, this story. Our buddy Charles, a great listener, you know, caught us up on this because, frankly, I didn't see it. And you'd think that a large company like Monsanto, that, of course, spends huge amounts of money in the media, you'd think that a story like this would, you'd like to think that this story would have been given legs, a long time ago. So I guess what happened, Sam, 35 years ago, now that's quite a few years back, Monsanto came up with something called, now in the story they call it glyphosate. Now most people look at that and go, what is that? But if you used their trade name for it that you'll find down in the story, it's called Roundup. If you use that trade name, most people would go, oh, yeah, I know what Roundup is. But anyway, bottom line is, I guess they've found and proved now that they knew 35 years ago that their Roundup would cause cancer. So what I want to know from you, Sam, is do you think costs to Monsanto to pay for something like this are going to be greater than their revenues?
Absolutely not. It's kind of like the Microsoft days of the past. Get in bed with the government, get special privileges, go ahead and just do business and make just obscene profit. I'm okay with making a profit, but obscene profit based on a fraud. have the government, because of financial gain, look the other way. Where's the Food and Drug Administration when you need them? Not that I endorse them anyway. They ought to be shut down yesterday. But while they're here, at least you could point to them and say they should have done a good job. Nevertheless, if Monsanto knew about it, I'm sure so did the government. They all turn a blind eye. They make filthy lucre until the cows come home. The genetically modified cows, by the way. And then they basically go ahead and go, oh, goodness gracious, we're so sorry. We knew this for 35 years. We're going to give you back pennies on the dollar. And in my opinion, all that does is create greater moral hazard for these, in my opinion, fraudsters to do it again. In other words, Kurt, it almost becomes self-fulfilling, I don't want to say prophecy, but self-fulfilling fraud is what I see as a result of this kind of behavior, Kurt. That's a pretty good new term, self-fulfilling fraud.
Well, and we get told the reason that we have these agencies to make sure that, our food supply is safe and our, chemical companies are playing above board. Hey, the reason we got all those is just because if we didn't have a good government watching over all of, these things so that we were safe, we'd have some, companies that would take advantage of us.
I hear that. They would. It'd be horrible.
And yet, we don't have that now, Sam. It seems like we have companies that take advantage of us by the government,
we might actually have people investigating one another a little bit more, because they might, have their whistleblowers and things like that in the mix who might do something. But you see, when government's in bed with these, in my opinion, fraudsters, then it's very hard to blow the whistle. I mean, who do you go to, Kurt? Who are you going to call? Kind of an idea. You can't go to the mainstream press to tell the tale and help you blow the whistle because they're in bed with the government. You can't go to the Food and Drug Administration because they're running interference for the government. And it goes on and on. You can't go to Congress because they're elitists and they're all on the take, too. How much money has Monsanto put into your favorite congressman lately? Okay, it's just out of control, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and our dearly departed buddy, Derry Brownfield, brought it up quite often. He would call his local university there in Missouri, he'd call it MU, and he didn't mean Missouri University. He called it Monsanto University because, hey, they put big money into it, and they basically got the results they wanted. Now, by the way, you can pick up Roundup right now shopping on Google, even though, it's been proven now and shown that their stuff causes cancer.
That's okay. The cancer clinics are in bed with them all, too, and they love that. They're going to fight cancer till the cows come home, too, buddy. Yeah, Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when you want a win-win situation for everybody, think Power Mall. Do business with the good guys, says Joyce Riley, owner of the Power Mall. You can call the Power Hour Mall at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And you got monthly copies of the Power Hour radio broadcasts, $25 for the month. You got Sun Air Purifiers, $100 off. You got red stuff, green stuff, muscle stuff. And I guess Power Berry Blast derived from fresh fruits and more. Yeah, vegetables, whole foods, all natural. We're talking about Gary Knoll products, 10% off and more. Yeah, how about Busted, the Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters? Yeah, it's a book available, normally $15, $13.50 on a special right now. 10 Rules for Dealing with the Cops. Yeah, narrated by legendary trial lawyer William, or Billy Murphy, if you will, Billy Murphy Jr. Normally $15, again, $13.50. Available now. All right, a lot of cool stuff, thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, so we're talking about food trucks are all the rage. In the last couple of years, food trucks have at least taken the world by storm, at least here in Utah. And have you ever eaten at these places, Kurt, these food trucks?
You know, I've I think I've had some food there once. I was at a farmer's market thing, and they showed up, and my wife actually came and bought a little something and brought it over to me. So I could say I've tasted some of their fare, you know.
Yeah, they've got some interesting stuff at the food trucks. And a lot of it comes from different culture food, Kurt, by the way. An example is you got these, I don't know what you call them, but they're like a cone pizza. It's like a snow cone, Kurt, kind of a thing. But inside it's pizza, and you basically take a big piece of pizza and you put it in the form of a cone, and then but it's all full in the center as well with cheese and, you know, pepperoni or whatever you've got going on. And it's a pizza cone, and they say that it comes from the Dominican Republic is where they've seen them. Anyway, they've got macaroni and cheese trucks with all kinds of different macaroni and cheese dishes. You got another one, basically Border Cuisine was one of them. They had a lot of different Mexican foods, and they had, which was kind of interesting, a lot of South American countries do this. They basically take a bed of French fries. And on the bed of French fries, they put all kind of things. And in this case, the plate that I got had a bunch of French fries. And then on top of that was carne asada, so a bunch of steak, a bunch of onions and tomatoes. It was phenomenal. It was actually really good. So a lot of the food trucks are inexpensive ways to add very unique foods that you might not be able to get at a restaurant. It might not be self-sustaining with the overhead of a restaurant, Kurt, but with a food truck, then you can do that. They've got all kinds of food trucks. They got Laritas. And Laritas is basically Italian ice cream and custard. It's just a fantastic-tasting treat. There's all kinds of these food trucks around. And well, food trucks and food carts are a little different because a food cart usually is an immigrant, Kurt, or somebody who, you know, struggles to make a living, but does so on the streets with a simple cart, and they serve hot dogs, or sometimes they serve arepas, or those kind of different foods, tacos. These food trucks are a lot more elaborate, Kurt, than that, because they've got refrigerators in them and freezers. A lot of times they literally have a full-fledged cook stove right there. And usually they're air-conditioned, usually they're playing music, so they're a lot of an upgrade compared to a cart. Nevertheless, I find it fascinating that there's ways to make money in America as more and more people become entrepreneurs, Kurt. Well, this one entrepreneur in a food cart is kind of, I don't know, going about it a little wrong, huh, Kurt?
Well, and, you know, this is in an area, we're talking about New York City. I don't think we cruise around New York, you have, but we cruise around Washington, D.C. and saw some of these carts in those areas. They're highly regulated, Sam. I guess they pay, at least the guys we talked to, a few of them, said they have to pay big time, you know, location fees or whatever. And this is all,
yeah, and not only that,
to protect the public.
Not only that, I found that interesting. I tried to ask that one guy how much he had to pay, and he basically wouldn't tell me, which means they contractually prevent them, the street vendors from telling you how much they have to pay to be there, right?
Well, or, you know, he might simply because a lot of these guys are kind of, well, they're owned by other guys. So then they've got an employer that's basically got them at that site. Like in this piece from the New York Times Post, way down in the story, you read about this guy named Abdulalim Abdelbaki, and he's the former boss.
Let's call
of this
dude
guy
Abby,
who, you know, anyway, he's the former boss of this guy who got, well, kicked out of the place because he was kind of adjusting the prices for hot dogs. I guess sometimes they were supposed to be $3. He might move them to 30 based on who showed up or whatever at his, vending place. Now, what I want to know, though, Sam, is this an area for government to take care of? I mean, does it make it just fine as long as government's watching over them and then there's no, you know, shenanigans going on, no hot dogging, if
no,
you will.
Hold on. There's several issues to break down here, Kurt. First off, let's just talk about price. Hey, man, if somebody can get $30 for a hot dog, Kurt, more power to them, but I'm going to walk by. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, let's say you go there and you think you're buying a hot dog and it's going to be $3, but when he prepares it and hands it to you, he says $30. What do you do?
I say, here's your hot dog back, my friend. You're belligerent and out of control, and I'm not going to buy it.
That's right.
And I'm going to walk
along.
That's
called the American free enterprise system. But somehow, I guess, you know, the media, at least there, and, you know, this is a big story for them, and the city boys are all ticked off because they've got a Department of Consumer Affairs, and they're trying to take care of this. And yet, I would simply say the people can take care of this just fine. And leave the city and the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Well,
out
a couple
of
things are going to happen when Sam Bushman leaves. Either that guy's going to get belligerent and try to attack me, and I might have to take him out with my Taekwondo, Kurt. I'm just saying. Or, you know, he might just decide that maybe the next guy that comes along, he's like, I got this hot dog that's all fresh that I just made, and I want to get rid of it because I don't know what to do with it now. It's already ready to go here. I got to sell it for like $2, Kurt. And then maybe somebody else gets a hot dog for $2. And maybe when that guy sees me next time, he wants to sell me a hot dog for like $1. He's like, hey, for you, it's a special day, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I'm telling you is either that or he's going to go under pretty quick and be gone, Kurt, which is fine with me.
This story here, you know, basically this guy was, you know, hooked up right close to the city's east, side of the city hall there. And so they say it's a big story, but I say the big story is, you know, that we've basically abandoned the free enterprise system in so many ways. We've made it so that you know, the mafia, which is the government in most cases, now requires us to pay this or that or whatever. And these guys even have got to pay those big fees, or, hey, they're not able to be there. So then, hey, the guy might be getting paid some minimum wage deal. So he figured, hey, here's a new way for me to bring in extra cash. My boss says it's a $3 hot dog. I move it to 30. I think he's going to.
And 30 might be the extreme. It really might be 4 or 5, yep. And he just adds the extra buck or two to his hourly wage, and he's grateful to get it. And, you know, that's no different than forced tips that are starting to be the rage today, too, Kurt, really. They
Good
call
point.
Them gratuities or whatever, and if you have a certain number. You know, it used to be you would think, if I bring a bunch of people to the restaurant, man, they're going to love me. Now they're like, oh, we got to do a forced gratuity on you. You brought too many people. Yeah. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Next time I'll try to leave a few of my friends at home, okay? It's crazy, and that's what we've gotten into, is this managed market that's belligerent. So to your second, first off, I think I have the right to just ignore the hot dog and not buy it if it's too expensive, and that's the free market, and we got to do that. But secondly, to your point about, hey, the city shouldn't be controlling this and receiving ill-gotten gain on this and ratcheting up the cost to do business. Now, the debate always comes when people want to pull the lever of government in their favor, Kurt. So what happens is you put a street vendor out there, and then pretty soon a retail store says, man, I don't like that guy selling gum for cheaper. I don't like that guy selling hot dogs for cheaper. People aren't coming into my restaurant or into my store as much now. And now the overhead of the tax-paying store owner comes into play, where they got to pay so much of the government. So they're saying, raise the fee on that guy to make it fair. And, you know, it's always that kind of a pit. Peter against Paul, so to speak. And it's a sad tale to tell. Now, I also submit to you, there might be a legitimate statement to say, hey, these street vendors have to watch the amount of trash they produce or deal with it in an appropriate way. There might be something to say about, you know, hey, there should be some kind of a standard for safety or a standard for quality of food or cleanliness or et cetera, et cetera. However, I would submit to you that, again, the people can handle that. We don't need government to handle it. They just don't do and never have done a good job, okay? All right, food trucks are all the rage. Food cart illegally ripping off customers right outside of City Hall. See, it's really bad to rip people off, but if you do it right by City Hall, it's even a greater offense. You know what I'm talking about? Not. City Hall is guilty of plenty of offenses as well, is the point. All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hour one in the can, two coming up. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. For Sam and Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you would want to participate. We'd love it. Live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more. We declare this nation shall endure.